Yes, you was when you wanna back to under.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Let's
more thank God with our hand claps. As we move on to learn how to pray. And
you
don't evolve to other desire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we avoid any evil desire, any evil thoughts. Going to pray, or if you're moving in this life, or if you hold an evil thought, so you will avoid in time of prayer, still God would have seen it and see moves in your life. Praise Jesus much. But if you avoid it in your life, you still reach to pray when you are indeed perfected. You cannot lie to God, you've taken out the evil thought in the moment of prayer.
All that
evil desiring, you've taken it out from yourself in time of prayer. That evil desire, he sees it from behind. He sees it in your life. You will come lie, you pray without the evil desire.
You'll
still end up using the evil desire that
you
come moving in many years. Now in all, let you prepare your soul before time of prayer comes. And you reach to pray, we get to be worthy.
Yes, you ever see when you
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we thank the Lord.
Prepares
us in time of prayer and that we shall be given.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to appear moving on today. Our heading with ended off last Wednesday, which move on to prepare us for a great big work, which causes prepare Focus of God televisions,
Focus of God radios,
Focus of God radios.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we too prepare ourselves to appear worthy as the new generation with the full knowledge of God, those given to lead in God's final work on the planet Earth. And it is basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And it's the greatest and the last revival on the planet Earth, which involves preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ to take up his holy ones,
and
to resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. Now, as we prepare ourselves, last time we were asked the question,
it
came from the vision they told of us well. And he asks, whose side are you? The one of the enemy?
Or
the one who supports righteousness and truth?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Whose side are you? The one of the enemy, or the one who supports righteousness and the truth of God. And as we ended hearing, when we began with Joshua chapter 5, from verse 13 downwards, and we are asked, after Joshua asking one of the commanders of God's army, whose side are you? Praise Jesus much. And he asked and explained him on your side. We too in that vision, as most of us sat on the side of supporting God, His truth and the righteousness. And the Holy Spirit came stopped the fight which was moving on of fighting Satan and Jezebel.
For
those who sat on the side of supporting God, there involved those who were not on his side. Even though they were seated there, but he asked them a question, whose side are you?
He
explained us in the last time that our character, things we retain which are of unrighteousness, those remain sure we are not on his side. And any time you appear a supporter of Satan, the enemy of God, righteousness and the truth of God, praise Jesus much.
Then we
want to move on to the second part. Still asked, whose side are you? Of the enemy?
Or
the one who supports righteousness and the truth of God?
For
we are about to head on in the fields of this world. To exhibit the truth of the word of God. But whose side are you?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to what we studied in Joshua chapter 5, in the verse 13, it tells us like this. Joshua chapter 5 from verse 13.
Awo Joshua bwe yali ng'asembedde Yeriko, n'ayimusa amaaso ge n'atunula. Era laba, nga wayimiridde omuntu okumwolekera, eyalina ekitala ekisowole mu mukono gwe. Joshua n'amusemberera, n'amugamba nti oli ku lwaffe, oba oli ku lw'abalabe baffe.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Joshua bwe yasemberera malayika wa Mukama.
Joshua when he drew close to the angel of God, he who stood before him holding a sword,
yamubuuza oli ku
side
yani.
He asked him, whose side are you? Are you on our side or the one of our enemies?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
we want to move on from where we ended.
For
we
heard
of in the Acts chapter 8 from verses
9
to verse
25.
There are those who are taken even some long time and they moved with the disciples and they even hosted them in their homes like that man Simeon. Even though he seemed to have deserted sorcery,
he
seemed to have believed the word of God, yet he had remained the seed of evil inside him.
He
wasn't worthy to be on the side of God. They tell him he's not worthy to get portion of the Holy Spirit.
He's
not worthy to get the power of God. And he was sent into repenting.
So ekigambo ekyo kituufu.
Now that word is true.
Bible eyogera naffe.
Bible when it speaks with us.
Mu baro yokana esula eyokubiri.
In the first John chapter 2.
Abantu bano.
That he said these people. There are those who have claimed to be on the side of God. Yet time comes and they are exposed not to be on the side of God.
So
it's good you check yourself when it's early. If you have any character or any seed of unrighteousness and you take it from yourself when it's early,
you'll
be proven on the side of God and you support truth and the righteousness of God. But if you hold a character, say you may have been often on our side, yet you are not for us indeed. Yet
that
you've heard the word,
and
you've been one who seemed to support righteousness, and
that's
those who support truth. Yet by all those you've retained, those heard the other time and this time, they may show you where you lie
and
you align yourself when it is
hard.
This word spoken jokingly, but they are real.
There are
those who reach onto you hastily, which move on prove you have been on whose side. Let's read in the first John chapter 2. From verse 18 into verse 19.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana ekisooka esula ya kubiri okuva ku nnyo lw'18.
The first John chapter 2 from verse 18.
Abaana abato, kye kiseera eky'enkomerero. Era nga bwe mwawulira ng'omulabe wa Kristo ajja. Ne kaakano waliwo abalabe aba Kristo bangi. Kye tuva tutegeera nga kye kiseera eky'enkomerero.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti kankano
that now
kye kiseera eky'oluvannyuma.
It's the last days.
Era nga kyayogerwako.
It was spoken of.
Waliberawo abalabe ba Kristo bangi.
The many enemies of Christ.
Kugamba naye kisinga okwemisa nti n'abamu ku balabe be nga baali batudde naye.
What surprises one of some of his enemies were seated with him.
Katugeze nga Yuda.
Let's say like Judas.
Yashawa yona agenda kulyamu olukwe Yesu.
Anytime he will betray Jesus.
Naye nga bonna bayita naye.
Yet they all moved with him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So simanyi oba oliawo ngoli mu Yuda Yuda.
Don't know whether you are there and you hold Judas mentality.
Okay. Kali katulabe.
Let's see.
Kaba tudire mu koro nyiri olukwe.
You repeat us that verse.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana soka esula ya kubiri olunyole 18.
In the first John chapter 2 verse 18.
Abana abato kye kiseera eky'enkomerero era nga bwe mwawulira ng'omulabe wa Kristo ajja. Ne kaakano waliwo abalabe ba Kristo bangi.
Abaana abato,
young children,
kye kiseera eky'enkomerero,
the time of the end,
era nga bwe twawulira,
and as we heard,
waliwo omulabe wa Kristo,
that there will be the enemy of Christ.
Naye era kankano waliwo abalabe ba Kristo bangi.
Even now there are many enemies of Christ.
Babe tuita ba Antichrist.
Those be called the Antichrist.
Babe era batate baba buvi mu nsi eri yokka.
How do they appear? They don't just come out from the world.
Tuina iba Antichrist, nabbi w'obulimba omukulu.
Have a Antichrist, the chief false prophets.
Naye tuina katyewunyisa.
Yet it's surprising.
The Antichrist, oba alwanisa Kristo.
The one who fights Christ or the Antichrist.
Abera nabbi w'obulimba.
Is appearing a false prophet.
Alabikira mu kanisa.
He manifests and appears in church.
Talabikira mu ssabo.
He doesn't appear in the shrine.
Iye.
Surprising.
Chidayeri nti abalebo bana ababaki.
Goes back that your enemy will be of the household.
Mbu ate ne ba Antichrist abalala bangi.
Even many other Antichrists.
Abarwanisa Kristo.
Those who fight Christ.
Ni wanu mulunyo ruddako lugamba.
But in the next verse it says.
Ruulirize bulonje.
Listen it very well.
Ebaluwa Yokana ekisooka esula ya kubiri olunyo lwe 19.
First John chapter 2 and verse 19.
Bava mufe.
Omanyi?
No.
Bagenda baganti bava mufe.
You know they say they went out from us.
Ah,
you wonder.
Of course we chali kitanika waguru wegu.
Of course when it began above the heavens.
Twali fenna.
We were all together.
This time era yava mufe.
But Satan came from us.
Abali batondeddwa.
We who had been created.
Sibwe gwali.
Was it not like that?
Era ne bamalaika abagwa.
Even the fallen angels.
Nabo twali tukungana nabo.
Them two we fellowshiped together. Now you have to be careful of that.
So maburunji tuulire.
You read very well we hear.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana ekisooka esula ya kubiri olunyo lwe 19.
First John chapter 2 verse 19.
Bava mufe naye tebaali bewaffe. Kubanga singa baali bewaffe bandi badde wamu naffe.
Nti bava mufe.
That they came from us.
Kubanga tebaali bewaffe eri muggulu.
They were not of ours.
Tebaali kulwaffe.
They were not for us.
Kubanga singa baali badde kulwaffe.
If they would have been for us.
Bandi baddewo n'okutuuka kankano.
They would have been there up to now.
Omanyi okubanga obaddewo.
You not to have been there.
Ninga toli waffe.
Yet you're not of us.
Kati kitegeeza kyo.
Now means what?
You know okwekebera ng'obudde bukyali.
Have to check yourself when it's early.
Nange bisale bisinga oyinza obutakimanyako nawe.
Many times you may not even know of it yourself.
Jimudufu waddewo olinga aliwo.
Indeed so you seem to be around.
Naye ate nkyo oyinza obutabaawo.
Yet tomorrow you may not be around.
Namazima ngo gavuddemu ne bolagawa.
Truth you've gone out of it.
Wagesonywa wakowa wakowa.
Where you go you gave up on it, you're tired.
Ninga wagamalira muko na ebisera nga mwoliyo tudde.
Spent time seated within it.
Echo no chiruma.
That is painful.
Kuranga twala bandistani yaliko mazimo kusoka.
So Satan was has ever been in truth.
Naye munaye mbuye yagatulanga mbutuzi.
But that he just sat in it.
Ngategali muye.
And it wasn't in him.
Yagatulanga mukanga gamba.
Neat.
Yali mu mazima.
He was in truth.
Naye teyanywerera mazima.
He didn't stand strong in the truth. sat in it and just passes him. Praise Jesus. Now the first John chapter 2, 19, that they were in us, but they were not for us.
So
if they were for us,
is there
to now when they are strengthened in truth? That what began, if you look Revelations 12 and the verse 7, the separations began there. Angel Michael with holy angels, Satan and his fallen angels. All these were angels, and they sat together. And the day of war,
it
separated who was not on their side. Praise Jesus. Let's go in Revelations, you see. Revelations 12:7.
Ne wabo lutalo mugulu. Mikaeli ne bamalaika be ngabata balo kulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalaika bagwo. Olunyolo munana ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mugulu.
Ntudire mbolonje.
You repeat for us.
Kubikulire sura ya 12 onyolo musango.
Revelations chapter 12 from verse 7.
Ne waba olutalo mugulu. Mikaeli ne bamalaika be ngabata balo kulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalaika bagwo. Olunyolo munana ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mugulu.
Olabye olutalo we lwaba lukawo.
You see how the war arose?
Omanyi njiri abamalaika lyabeeranga yo mugulu.
No, the group of angels were in heaven, there are many.
Ninga se bajja okungana.
Yet when they come for gathering,
ne bali abatali baabwe bakungana.
Those not for their side, they gather with them.
Kati yinga sitani wefujja amala n'avaamu n'ayogera ebyefujja.
Who was a stubborn one who arise speak stubbornness. Yet they had not differentiated to separate. And who is not on our side. Now the fight of fighting sin and righteousness. Righteousness and truth when it arose. That's when they realized those on their side and not. The Bible says there happened a war in heaven. That angel Michael and the holy angels, and they began
fighting
and the dragon fought them with its angels. All along we mixed up like this. We have groups not for our side. Right there is when you realize when the war has come. The war of fighting deception of Satan in this world. The twisting of the word of God. To subtract and to add in it.
Focus of God TV.
About to burst out on Focus of God Television.
Focus of God Radio.
And Focus of God Radio.
To get
us of the full knowledge to minister there.
But
that's where you will realize those who have been on your side.
And
the question will come.
Comes
ahead on the next service when is the next week.
And
it says,
whom do you call me?
Umpitani.
And what do you come for?
Era chiche chikuleta. Next Wednesday.
Whom do you call me?
Umpitani.
And what do you come for?
Era chiche chikuleta. Because the other told him, you are one of the prophets. You are Elijah. Maybe you are the Christ. They're not sure. And they asked them, when you went in deserts, you went to see what there?
Hmm.
To see a broken reed? What did you go for there? Now, next Wednesday, you tell every person there, there's one asking us a question, whom do we call him?
When we come
for fellowship, what do we go for there? For it's very bad.
Amos 3:3 captures you.
Tell me whom you move with. Before you realize whom you are with, not yet realize what you're up to. That rightful heading, should it come or not?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. After we finish this, we go on the other. And it will be very interesting. Whom do you call me? What you come for when you come?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on with this heading.
The
war happens in heaven.
Separate
those on the side of righteousness and truth. Enemies of righteousness and truth, all along they have been there.
But
one of the things to prove you're not on our side, when we bring much light of the world,
you strive,
fight with it, you want to retain things of darkness. When it speaks with us in John, in the John chapter
3,
the light came to shine their way, they denied, rejected that light.
Of
light, their acts were not right.
But
you understand me well in this world. Check you at the same time we check ourselves. Whose side are you?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. God's final work on planet Earth,
or the
final work of Satan on the planet Earth. For he too is winding up his work.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. God winding up his work. Satan too is winding it up.
But
heaven knew he had a short time.
He
do his final work.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read in the John we see. John chapter 3. Let's begin from verse 22.
Yokana esula ya kusatu olunyo lwabiri mwebiri.
John chapter 3 from verse 22.
Oluvanyuma lwebyo Yesu najja nabayigirizwa be munseye buyudaya. Yokana esula ya kusatu olunyo lwe 18.
John chapter 3 from verse 18.
Okay, Yokana.
Let's get upwards, come from verse 18.
Yokane sura ya kusatu nyorwe 18.
John chapter 3 from verse 18.
Amukiriza tegumusinga. Atamukiriza gumazo kumusinga. Kubanga takiriza linya lya mwana eyazalibwa muyeka owa Katonda. Olunyorwe 19. Guno gwe musango.
Aha, wano wetutandikidde.
Here is where we've begun. You want to know which condemnation is on you?
Which
shows you you are on whose side? It's this one down here.
In
the verse 19, let's repeat it. John chapter 3 and the verse 19.
Guno gwe musango kubanga omusana guze munsi abantu ne bagala enzikiza okukira omusana.
Aha, omusango guli ruddawa.
The condemnation is where?
Era kiri ruddawa ekikulaga nga oli kusaidi.
What shows you are on our side?
Nti omusana bwe guze.
That when light has come,
abantu ne bagala ekizikiza.
People loved darkness
okusinga lwe bagala omusana.
More than they love light.
Kati omusana gwe kigambo gwaka.
Now the light of the word shines.
Ukumulisiza byolina okukola ne byotalina
kukola. What you should do, what you shouldn't do.
Wabula gwe ate olemera biri bye bakuganya okukola ebyekizikiza.
Yet you retain things they are refused to do, that of darkness.
Olwanisa omusana.
You fight light.
Ogwe kigambo kya Katonda.
Of the word of God.
Omusana ogwo obutuukirivu.
The light of righteousness.
Era mazima ga Katonda.
And the truth of God.
Kubanga omusango ogugula bikira ddala.
Your condemnation is manifest.
Tino wankubadde nga otudde ku side yaffe.
For you seated on our side.
Naye omusana gye gukoma okwaka toyagala kukumulisize.
Light shines, you don't want it to lighten your way.
Ekizikiza ekyo kikugwemu eky'obutali
butuukirivu. Darkness to cease be with you of unrighteousness.
Ekizikiza eky'obulimba bwa Satan.
Darkness of lies of Satan.
Katuddemu olunyiri olwo.
Let's repeat that verse.
Yokane sura ya kusatu nyole 19.
John chapter 3 and the verse 19.
Guno gwe musango kubanga omusana guze munsi abantu ne bagala enzikizo okukira omusana kubanga ebikolwa byabwe byali bibi
ebikolwa munda muli
they are deep within them
kubanga ne wankubadde nga batudde mu musana ogwe kigambo kya Katonda
in the light of the word of
God nebalina ebikolwa bobaagala bikolwa byabwe biri baagala biremera
their deeds and actions retain them
kitwagambye nti wadde otudde ku side yenu
say for you sit on this side
naye ngochere ochalemeddo obutali butuukirivu
you retain your unrighteousness
oyagala obukola mu kyame
you do them in your secrets
ochali mulabe wa Katonda
era
oli mulabe wa
butuukirivu
n'amazima ga
Katonda
era toli ku side ya Katonda
not on the side of God
ekyokyalwatu
that is open
wadde otudde wo olina ngo ochalemedde ebitali butali butuukirivu
unrighteousness
bubu omusango kukusalirwa muli
mu the condemnation is already judged your way
ate waliwe chana kwa kitugendo okulachigamba
look at what see says
ligwa motema gwe kubanga da mugwe kukusalira okimanyi
your heart convicts you yourself you know it yourself
umanyi burungi jyo
you yourself know where you fall
muli wegamba
nayo even yourself you say but
sika kasobani kusaidia
I'm not sure that I'm on the side of God
muli munaga naye chileka ngenda kwa mugeye
I'm going to fall in hell they have that fault in themselves
ukusina byokola nayo wera
babwira what do you to you see yourself
kati changu nyo kuchuka bo kusigalira yo
change or to remain there it's up to you
kubanga ye Katonda aleto okulabula ku kigambo kyemugwangu
one of his word quick
yesu ye bazi
praise Jesus
kala tusomera olwa makumi abiri
you read us the verse 20
yokane sule yokusatu olinyola makumi abiri
John chapter 3 and the verse 20
kubanga buli omuntu yenna akole ebita sana kubanga buli muntu yenakola ebita sana achawo omusana
bobo okola ebita sana
byonna if you do evil things
manyira we byomusana wagucha wadda
buli joto manyi you hated light long back you had not realized it
wacha waddo butukirivu
you hated righteousness and the truth
ningo buchayi bubadde tibunaba kubanga boyo likaje tuli
yet your hatred had not manifested our way
ninga buli muti magwo munda nawo bumanyi burungi
inside your heart you too you know of it well
Yokane sura yokusatu olunyola makumi abiri
John chapter 3 and verse 20
Kubanga buli muntu yenna akola ebita sana achawo musana sota ajeri omusana ebikolwa abye bireme okunenyezebwa
Nti kubanga owakana nokunenyezebwa okuli mukigambo
That with the rebukes which are in the world
Ari kangula gechidala
Let me show you another
Ekikulaba ekikulagantu mutufu oli kusaidi yo mulabe
sita You on the side of the enemy Satan
Tineba kunenya kuchindu chokolera dala chechino
Something you do is this
Uli nango yagala kisigaza
If you want to retain it in yourself
Nzinchuka mbora
Me I change slow
Nzabikora nzeka
Is it me alone who does them
Kugamba urabira uragira dalu omulabe
you show inimity
ukore ekintu omusana
nekuja injili
ne kuyitamu
gospel pass through it
naye nogamba
you say no
zenchuka mpola
I change slow
sinze mbikora nzeka
not me alone doing them
musite muri mutukirivu
in the world there's no one righteous
yes Katulabe mutume naye batagwe
Let's see apostle whether he too will not fall.
Yimandu abira naga
katye.
Oroza bali babekebeja Yesu bali banonya.
Because we search Jesus we are seeking what from him.
Ngaba mubuze ibuze.
Ask him questions.
Barabe wanagwira.
See where he will fall, which point he will fall.
Naye afuke ko komobi.
And he too be turns to be evil at least.
Oyinzo okubera no musajja obo mukazi.
With a man or woman. Is used to commit immorality.
Kakati no muwasa.
Now you marry them.
Obukaba bwena atabuva.
And they don't get out of immorality.
Kakati olumu abatayagala kutukiriza mirimu jimbo nawo okaba walemu
ko. Fulfill their works that you to you go into profaning and immorality.
Oyinzo okugamba.
And they can tell you.
Oyagala kunkolera ko butukirivu.
You want to do righteousness upon me?
Yes.
Yes.
Musumba Benjamin tewekanga.
Don't be asked stand by that. Stand by that.
Uringa aliyawaga ndagara naye akaba wale muko
I want him also get prophetic and immoral
Omugazi namutukira munaye tukole
chino the woman reaches let's do this
nagana
they refuse
ngaraba munnali mumbera sezu
nagana
ngagaranda
I want to see how they to get prophet
sijabiranga mbuka banzika
not be profane and immoral alone
uyo mudukanga
mbuka banzika
no mulope elimukama
and you report them and he saves you Now let me tell you, that thing against light which shows you what you do is wrong. Enemy of righteousness and truth. But your enemy is not beside
Bible info.
And you say Bible is wrong. Don't speak openly, but according to your contentions with the light of the word,
indeed
shows you have a side of an enmity. If you're not an enemy, prove enemy on the side who said that you push them far.
For
one day he was on the side of Cain. God warned him, tell again, Cain, you went to give offerings and I wasn't pleased with yours. You didn't do well. But if you do well, you'll be praised. If you move on with evil, sin is crouching on your side, I see.
Any time
make you commit desire enter in you. As he warns us today, he refused to align his life.
Still,
evil ended enter him.
Then
you can contend with light of the word. But the side, the one Satan
gives you,
you want be friends, you condive to commit unrighteousness
before you enter,
but he's on the side of you.
Say,
if they contend seven times
and
open up all their doors, I enter, we work together, I commit them unrighteousness in them. Repeat us verse 20 we hear.
Yokane sura ya kusatu olinyolwa makumi abiri.
John 3 and the verse 20.
Kubanga buli muntu yenna akola ebita sana achawa omusana sota jja eri omusana ebikolwa bye bireme okunenyezebwa.
Kakati obatu yagala to be exposed.
Don't want to be exposed.
Uliranga bwe bogera ku omusana egumulisa
mu chibi shines in the scene.
Kana mundeke na moyo.
You leave me.
Mwe batukiri.
Are you the only righteous?
Mumu lino kumanya
mwe. Are you the one with knowledge alone?
Kugambo obato yagala ku omusana guno gwakire ddala.
Don't want this light to shine.
Gumuliso bwerere bwe bibi.
Light nakedness of your sins.
Bira bikabinenyeze
bwe. And be exposed to be rebuked.
Olinyo rudako ne rugamba.
And the next verse says,
Yokane sura yokusatu onyolwa abiri molumu.
John 3 verse 21.
Na yakola amazima ajeryo musana.
Nchibwoboga amanto okola mazima.
You say you do.
Olimu wagizi wago.
You support truth.
Ujeri musana buli chimwobo yakalaba chitete musana gwacho mu mazima gacho.
Want its light in its truthfulness.
Musana ogwechigambo cha Katonda.
The light of the word of God.
Musana ogwo kumanya okujude.
Of the full knowledge.
Ntinjakalo okumanya chintu echo bachikola batya mu musana gwechigambo.
Done how in the light of the word.
Ngatulemedde mbili omanyife singa yatuyigiriza
that if he taught us
singa yatugamba
auntie told me
kojja yagamba what
kojja
yagamba byali musana gwe kigamba
what uncle told you was it in the light of the word
manyife twasoma musiyoro
you know, we started theology and it says
siyoro je yali ategeza amazima gwe kigamba
mean truth of the word.
But he said
this and thus
okuvawa ne wambyawa ne mwachi ebiri no musana ogumara
scripture which have enough light.
Wango wandira bikango wakanya amaziba lenga to chimanyi
content with
ngomurabakuyawe bali
ku enemy is right on your side.
Wabano te Yesu gaddamu kwe
perhaps it had already in you.
Bangubulire
let me tell you
Satan alino nakuru yayingira Yuda.
There is a day he entered Judas
nete yamuyingira okuba kulubereberi
didn't enter him from the beginning.
Nenga Yuda yaberanga Satan amuli bali yawo.
Satan was always on the side of Judas.
Wanga chigambi bwanto luvanyima roku mukama afu kugamba
said after the Lord said
agena kundi abo
one of you is going to beat him.
Yaustan nalio kama yingira
that's the point when Satan entered him.
Kubanga mukama afu Yesu bamalugamu mukumu agena kundi abo
Jesus said one of you to betray me.
Judas yakiriza.
Judas never accepted and believed it.
Jesus sobola muri amuri
kutwali kamu. I cannot betray him.
Nenga ate bikorwa biraga
yet the actions show. And when he has the bag of money he begins to murmur and grumble in himself.
Yesu
Praise Jesus. Jesus saw Satan moved on whose side? Mostly on all disciples. He commits actions which draw Satan close to him. Let's move on to here.
Yokana esule yokusatu olunyiriri olwabiri mulumu.
John chapter 3 verse 21.
Na yakola mazima jeri omusana ebikola byebirabike nga byakolebwa mu Katonda.
Owulidde nayakola amazima era awagira
amazima
ajeri omusana
they come to the light.
Ebikolwa ebikakasibwe nti yali abikolera mu musana
prove that they are done in the light.
Kale ayinza okuba alina ebintu bye yali akola ebitasaana
they did before which are
not white but they thought
they did rightful things.
Yali amanyi bya musana
they thought they are of light.
Nekale
but okay
ibanga biragidwa sibya musana
they have shown they are not of light
sibya mazima ga kigambo cha Katonda
proof of the word of God
sibya butuki
they are not of right
ibyo kambi ve kontandike ebira
give up on that begin others begin things of light
kubanga olaba ni wowe badokole ebibye
for you've been committing sins
noja
and you come
bade manyi bye bitu
I thought they are right things
obo bado wa musana
oh you've been of
badokola nga badoro
wa sabya musana did you thought they are of light
noche zura sibya
musana did you discover they are not of light
no bye sonyo wa no
and you give up kontandike onda mu begin a new life
abantu abo banyuma
those people are interesting
yes you
praise with. Jesus
nti oja nti
that you come
kubanga mugo bado yagala mazima
he said you loved truth
ero wagira mazima
you support truth
bodi no musano duka misina
you are like to run quick
and abo baby ntu bye nkora bya mazima
the things I do are of truth
kati wotu kayo
when you reach there
ogeno kusinga nanga ebimu kubyo sibitu
some of them are not right
ninga obado bikora nguga mazima bya mazima
them thought they are of truth of light
you are wasting nanga
sibyo you find they are not
How
long you've been of
truth, but
their lives are mixed up with you.
It,
God takes it out, aligns you. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now what is this?
All
issues we've summarized, you are on whose side? Of the enemy,
or
the one put righteousness and truth of God. Your heart tells you, inside you, you know it.
Irohulira anti mutufu
and you feel indeed
what they to the one
that seated here
naye mutumo oyo
but that apostle
sinaka kasubanga wa
katondo ba proof that is of God
naye mpulira bogera
amasimane but they speak truth
munaka abe bogera bena bitu
what they speak is all right
naye ani atula mbotebo
but who sits in those chairs
but ikokuwa bali naba kuma
kubanga must have one protecting the
big bagagawara mangu
they get rich quick
bayogera ku sitani buli chikorobero chakana ne
bamuruba
basigara bayimirira
they remain standing
bati ko kuba muntebe
maybe those chairs
munima abantu bangu basitira kulamba
those people really see anyone sit there
kuba ali kubutebwa counseling
yet so the counseling seats speaking of them
kakati omutima gogwe nyine gugugamba
the heart convicts and speaks to you according to what you do
uri murabe wakati
one enemy of God
ukusina kundowoza zo
according to your mindset and thoughts you are not the support of righteousness
ne ulimulio mutima gogu kugamba balatikwa mutima ikukugambira
when the heart tells you
ataka tonda abashinga wonyono
kugamba God speaks and surpasses in telling you
now what you mind
you yourself you know it
uliyao tudogamba
I can see that you say
jagara kunganya huko mazima zima
I want to know a little truth there
ende mbeko byentandika
then I go begin things for myself
umutima gogo kubulira
the heart speaks to
Nigana,
you
kati olaba
he say you don't we see
olimu yaye
you are a con man
irochi manyi burunji
and you know of it well
umutima gogo kugamba
your heart tells you
nesinga mtume balekerao kutua transport
if apostle will stop giving us
sijakuda
I will not come back
kada tunatelo lekerao
and we are about even to stop
Hey, what are we going to do? Yes,
we are going to stop giving it.
That's
what is speaking in their heart. We want to see their end, how it will be. Those we supported houses and things, and those who say, the day they stop giving me rent, I will not go back to truth.
Karoro zaburi joli kurwafu.
Now you think all along you've been for our side.
Uri kurwa sente za
rent. You are for the money of rent.
Abari abari bwe batugena kulekera otulabe chichoddako.
People like those who shall stop see what you'll do next.
Uri kurwani.
You are for whose side?
Yes, you was winning.
Praise Jesus.
Oh, but the kurwa sente tugenda okukulaba.
For money we are going to see you.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ani atide mu kigambo.
Who is gotten afraid over that word?
Katusomeko mu baro yokane soka sura ya
7. Let's read in the first John chapter 3.
Okuva kule 18.
From verses 18.
Ebaloya yokane kisoke sura ya 7 onyole 18.
First John chapter 3 verse 18.
Ebaloya yokane kisoke sura ya 7 olinyole 18.
First John chapter 3 from verse 18.
Abana abato tuleme okwagalanga mu kigambo ne mu lulimi. Wabula mu kikolwa ne mu mazima. Olinyole 19. Kuchino kwe tunategereranga nga tuli ba mazima.
Kuchino ogena tegero bo likusaidia ya
by
mazima.
This, no, you are the side of truth
obaneda
or not.
Ebaluwa yokana kisoka esula ya 7 olinyole 19.
First John chapter 3 and the verse 19.
Kuchino kwe tunategereranga nga tuli ba mazima. Ne tukakanya omutima gwaffe masoge. Olinyola 2. Mu buli kigambo omutima gwaffe kyegutusalira okutusinga. Kubanga Katonda asinga obukulu omutima gwaffe era ategeera byonna.
Kakati buli kigambo
now upon every word
omutima kyegukusalira,
what the heart condemns you,
kuba gukusalira mazima,
it condemns you truthful.
Kubanga ateye Katonda asinga onyo omutima mu buli kigambo okubimanya ebintu.
God surpasses the heart in knowing all the things.
Naye muli omutima gukugamba naye
olaba. Instead the heart tells you, see.
Ali otudde wano olowooza ogenda mara we
myaka. Sitted here, you think you're going to spend how many years here?
Sika kasa naye ate era wadde wano kale olivaawo.
I'm not sure though you'll live here, okay.
Naye olisigala mu mazima gy'olage.
But will you remain in truth where you will be going?
We kakasa gwe.
Are you sure?
Omutima gukugamba.
The heart condemns and speaks to you.
Olimu yayo, olimu bi.
You're a con man, you're a thief.
Ati Bible yegama.
And Bible says,
ngabo oyogera mutima gwo bolibo otyo dala.
Speak in your heart, that's the exact of who you are.
Utike doko ero ngo changu budi buchari.
You're supposed to align yourself when it's early.
Numa bajane bambuza mutume.
Those who come ask me, apostle.
Ningenda nywerera mazima.
Am I going to start strengthening
it?
If you ask me that question.
Umanya mutima kugamba already togena nywerera mazima.
I tell you already you not stand strong in it.
Wabula chobo ino kujyo kombo.
But you have to come ask me.
Nkuzentia okunywerera mazima.
Am I to do to strength stand strong in the truth?
Biche bitawanyo mutima gwange.
What's troubling my heart?
Wabiche bitawanyo bulamu bwange binankube chigosa
wanyo. Troubling my life which will beat me down any time. You repeat us that verse.
Ebaluya kana kisoka esule yokusatu olunyiriri olwabiri mu olumu.
First John chapter 3 verse 21.
Abagalwa omutima gwe gutusalira
katude ku lwabiri.
Verse 20.
Ebaluya kana kisoka esule yakusatu nyolwabiri.
First John chapter 3 verse 20.
Mu buli kigambo omutima gwa feche gutusalira okutusinga. Kubanga Katonda asinga obukulu omutima gwaffe era ategeera byonna. Olwabiri mu olumu, abaagalwa omutima bwe gutusalira omutima bwe gutatusalira kutusinga tuba n'obugumu eri Katonda.
Kasita omutima
if the heart
kubanga tegukusalidde
oba ne confidence
nti kakati nzenze
that me
ndi wa Katonda.
I am of God.
Nayo mutima yeguba mu buntu ndobukugamba
old things telling you
kubanga nibo bera na mukazi.
Even if you are with a woman, that man
ngori mu mutima yakugamba naye muna wangale meka
tells you how long will you be together.
Odanga ne weno nya chichi
you go back
obadala muna bera muna
whether indeed you will be together.
Irada biche bigendo kuba lemesa kubanga kuba kumaze omoyo mtukuvu abama zo connecting akola akulumiriza
connected on your heart convict you on your spirit.
Kubanga botunulirangere sule ya 227.
Proverbs 20:27.
Moyo gomuntu katona ukosha katabazo kwekebeje omutima.
God uses at a lamp such your inner parts.
Wabura.
But
akonekitinga ko moyo mutukuvu.
It connects on the Holy Spirit.
Kumoyo gwo.
On your spirit.
Kubanga agamba mbaromi.
Say in the Romans.
Unaona 18:16.
Ntio
moyo nyine wa muno moyo
gwa. That the spirit together with our spirits.
Agama akaba mufend abati
chafi. He Christ in us upper father.
Atomo mtukuvu.
Now the Holy Spirit connects on your spirit.
Na kulaga ebiri mmotima.
And show you what is in your heart.
Naga olabi.
He say you've seen.
Nga sina kuogera nawe.
Before I've spoken with you.
Labo mtima gobe kugana.
See what your heart is saying inside you.
When you
come to speak, I'm to pour down everything. Align yourself, check yourself, see whether you're in faith.
If God says
you are well off, you will stand.
But
if you see inside yourself, you are just trying to strengthen yourself.
You
run quick to the ministers. Tell them, I'm strengthening myself, but I'm not sure. I'm about to fall almost. The people I reach to,
and
I see sin is close to them.
I
ask them, are you well? I am well, Apostle. Don't waste time telling me well. Ask Apostle what is there, because you don't know yourself. You are not well anytime something is coming.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus much. Because no giving a spirit of contentions and stubbornness. You speak it peacefully, but you can get many problems. Don't learn the ways of the Holy Spirit.
You
think it's the one which sees like an iron. I'll come trying to act funny. That way is the Lord. Are you well off?
They
ask the spirit of
evil.
They seem peaceful, though they are of trouble.
But he
doesn't want to threaten us with fear, which is not right. Repeat us verse 21, you see. Verse John chapter 3 verse 21.
Abagalwa omutima bwe gutatusalira kutusinga tuba n'obugumu eri Katonda.
Nti singa omutima tegukusalira.
The heart never condemns you.
Omanyolina confidence eri Katonda mazimanye nze ndi kusaidiye.
Contra monicide.
Naye kasita omutima gutani kukugamba.
If the heart be tell you.
Nogena n'ogusabirako.
If you go
n'ogusabira ne
byobyongamba. Pray for real. What are you telling me? And it insists on you. You pray for me, but you're this. And you just Satan, go! Don't persuade my heart. You are lying. This is not Satan. It is you yourself. Satan, when you finish a prayer and you get relieved,
prayer,
the heart insists you're lying. You're yourself. This is not Satan.
I don't think we're good in everything.
Which keep olden and
rugged.
We started of it here. The schemes of the heart. Go back, listen to them.
Inside,
what you've stored, those you forgot, they are inside, in the chambers in this room. Let me remind you, you know your adultery fornication is in you.
You
in the front rooms, you see people
truth
behind, you know what you kept there?
Connecting a message,
you know, schemes of the art,
satanic
schemes, you put them aside. Get schemes of the heart.
It
tell you the truthful of who you are.
What
toward you, all that you follow. It comes, reminds you.
Database
you left this there.
What is your folder?
Is the folder you never opened? But one day it will open up. Or your enemy Satan.
You get code
and open the sins in it begin to work. The day you open it,
you
will be like Demas.
Demas,
he got saved very well, and he began to serve with Apostle Paul, and he left going to disco, and the actions there, But one day, as they are on the pulpit preaching, they have made a crusade. And those of disco were passing public address. We are going to there is raggedy. And the disco is jamming. Demas began with the head shaking it. He jumped off. He followed the car. He went back to a Rastafarian life. Spoken of here in Timothy. That he forsook them and went with pleasures of the world. Yet he had gotten out of them. Now the disco came past their way. And the disco was jamming.
2
Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10.
2
Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10.
Kubanga dema yandekawo ngayagala emirembe gya kakano nagenda e Thessalonica kulesuke e Galatia Tito ne Dalmatia olwekumi n'olumu Luka ye yali awamu nange yekka twala Mako omulete wamu naawe kubanga ngasa olw'okuweereza.
Abaasigalaondoza Mako, Luka,
you see those remained, Mark and Luke.
Naye Dema toyina wadamu mulaba.
Demas, you don't dare see him again anywhere else.
Yali aweereza n'omutume Paulo mu njiri ey'amaanyi nga bw'ogimanyi.
Gospel of power as you know it.
N'abalekawo n'agera n'ebinyumo.
Forsook them went with the love of the world.
Muziki gwayitawo ku kyalaawo
kwe. The disco passed the village. Don't you see you're seated down there? And you've been in disco before, but when you go
to
check yourself, lest the disco mentality still inside your heart. Maybe Rastafarian life is not finished from you. But when it passes here as we're studying, those near you are very excited. And they see the toys are kicked, they're playing down there, following the beats.
If you pass
on the radio and they put that music, you first wait and stand. And
you say,
that is Satan, I've gone, but you stood. Let me tell you, people, get saved, come in righteousness. Open up their hearts, pour out every rubbish which is
been
in them. What Apostle Paul did one thing,
wanted
follow all righteousness and truth, as light of the word is,
so that
to pour every rubbish is ever contained in himself.
Except
he changed to be given new things. People, if you see them, they will go back in the world.
The
person begins, they left short clothing to put them on.
The person
stopped cutting on eyelashes and paint on what they want. They stopped painting lips to beyond their boundaries. And they stopped most things in the world. And you see when they live in truth for like 2 years, and they bring back one by one slowly. You say what? The one who clothed long clothes, you see they go shortening it gradually. Yet the seed remained, now it's blossoming. If it's your wife home,
say,
these we had given up on them. You know what she tells you? Now we've matured in spirit, we can control ourselves.
It's
tall as they are pulling it down. You say, before what you clothe, we did just pull them to be taller. You begin gradual, olden characters coming back.
Wanyi.
Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm named Christopher Solomon. Teacher, you taught, you spoke of Apostle Paul. When he poured out everything old in himself and had space for new ones. And he gave himself to serving God. How did he power that system from his heart? For me, I ever pray to God.
And
I say, God, blot out everything from my heart which is old. And turn me into a new person. All things I know of, I still see them now.
Some
of them pull me backwards. And what can I do to appear like Apostle Paul? There's nothing which burns things of darkness like light of the world. And our Lord Jesus, when he moved on in Luke 24, from 25 downwards, and he explained the scriptures that the hearts of the others were burning in them, yet they were burning what within them, all the unrighteousness in them. It means what? Someone wants to power every old rubbish. When they decide to come into Christ, every light of the word coming to shine, you receive it without complaining, murmuring, be rebuked, everything. You did miss fellowship. Every fellowship you have to be in it, for it to profit you much.
Doctor,
you meet the dose of tomorrow. Now those things, but in all, he tells us in Philippians that he wants to forget all. Let's see how he did it. Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 12.
Sikugamba nti maze okwebwa oba nti maze okutuukirizibwa. Naye ngoberera era ndyoke nkikwate ekyo kye yankwatira Kristo Yesu.
Obuulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Sikugamba nti maze.
Not that I say I've attained.
And that I've
reached the perfection of righteousness. But I try
to
reach that Christ prepared for me. What is that he prepared? Romans chapter 8 says, those he foreshadowed, he separated them, and he justified them for righteousness. He prepared it there, and he has it with himself. But you, he wants. You fight. You walk. Towards you've reached him, and he said,
"Get
righteousness.
You move
in all light of the word I've spoken of.
Taken
out every rubbish from you thrown
out.
You have to force that. Whether sleep has come, you have to hearken the clip. I've listened to it. Whether weakness has come, you are coming for fellowship, I will go forceful. Until I've reached there."
There
involves forcing. The sins in your fight, you don't go. Today, for they are going to speak of us today. Today, don't go.
The Satan
knows that what the gospel there today is what is yours.
Is don't
go. Today, remain. You feel sleep. You see how you're tired. Indeed, I'll go tomorrow.
Some message
and what heals you, that
days
when you're not truth to set you free, he blocks you home. If it's a clip, you don't listen, it is there. Don't you see sleep is overtaking you? People get tired and they rest. Even God rested on the seventh day. Back a scripture in John. My father works up to now, he's still working.
telling
the rest to speak of it, don't understand it.
Philippians chapter 3, verse
13.
Abooluganda, serowooza nze nga mmaze okukwata naye kimu kye nkola nga neerabira ebyo ebiri ennyuma era nga nkunukkiriza ebyo ebiri mu maaso.
Owulidde
yali
akikolamu yali bwete.
The way did it was like this.
Kubanga bw'oba osomye waggulu.
If you read above.
Yali mufarisewo bafarisayo.
He was a Pharisee among Pharisees.
Kwega yatunulamu yakomolebwa ku lunaku olw'omunaana.
He was circumcised on the eighth day.
Nga wa mchika cha
Israel. It was of a tribe of Benjamin.
Wa mchika cha Israel, the stroke of Benjamin. Stroke of Israel.
He was an Israelite in the tribe of Benjamin.
Nga mwebulania mbebulania.
In the Hebrew and the Hebrews.
Kukwaragana mateka nga mfarisai.
Concerning the law, he was Pharisee.
Kukwasagana no kwa gara
mbintu ebe biyachisi. Love in the zeal of foolishness.
Mukuyiganye kanisa nga kwa kabi.
Persecuting the church, he was senior.
Kukwaragana obutukirivu wa mateka nga tanenyezi.
Righteousness of the law was not blemished.
Na gamba.
But he said,
but what things were gain to me?
Naye byonabye nafunamu.
Those I count loss for Christ.
Mbibala kasasiro kuwa Kristo era kufirwa.
Kugama njaga kudaka eri wago.
I want to get back upwards. But it's like this.
Yali afuba.
He tried
okutuka wali awakane.
To reach the mark.
Ngalino kwera bila fuba kuiva mu byonna.
And get out of all the past.
Yali amanyi nti wakabi.
That he knew that he was a great person.
Katudeyo ko katona munyo yuno.
Let's get back to this verse.
Katuve ku lokuna.
Let's come from verse 4.
Aba Philippians sura ya 7 runyo lokuna.
Philippians 3 from verse 4.
Ne wankubadde nga nze nyinza n'okwesiga omubiri. Omuntu omulala yenna bw'alowooza okwesiga omubiri nze musinga.
Omanyi ono mu by'omubiri.
You know, this one and things of the flesh.
Byali akoze ne byatambulidde.
What he had done and what he moved by.
Ng'ayinza okwesiga omubiri n'ebirimu byonna byali alinawo.
Body and all things he had within it.
Yalina abaluwa nga yasoma buli kintu kyonna.
Had letters recommending him studied theology.
Ng'akoze ebikolobero nga bw'asobola.
Committed evils as he was able.
Wasagamba.
Down he says.
Philippians 3 verse
5.
Nze yakomolerwa ku lunaku olw'omunaana ow'omuggwanga lya Isirayiri ow'omukika kya Benjamini Omwebulaniya wawu mu mateeka mufalisaayo. Olunyolo omukaaga mu kunyinkira nga njiganya ekkanisa mu butuukirivu obuli mu mateeka. Nalabikanga nga siriko kyakunenyezebwa. Olunyolo olw'omusanvu. Naye byonna ebyali amagoba gye ndi, ebyo nabirowooza nga kufiirwa Kristo. Olunyolo omunaana. Naye era n'ebintu byonna nabirowooza nga kufiirwa olw'obulungi obungi obw'okutegeera Kristo Yesu Mukama waffe. Ku bw'oyo nafiirwa ebintu byonna. Era mbirowooza okubeera mpitambi.
Lyatuuka esa naaga kati.
Mu
bintu byonna yitamu
eyo. Things I passed through here.
Oba mu nsi.
Or in the world.
Oba mu busamize.
Or in sorcery.
Oba mu madiini.
Or in religions.
Oba mu bulokozi obutaaleetanga musana gwakumanya.
Salvation which bring light of knowledge.
Byonna bina oyo kasasiro kati batandikeko buto.
All that rubbish let them begin on me afresh.
Awo osobola okulabika nga ogwamu.
There is where you can cease to have a seed which contains and the seed of the enemy Satan. Fights righteousness and the truth of God. When you will prove you on the side of God,
pour
every old and rubbish.
Those who saw us
profits and gains you to get,
we all put
aside, we come be renewed. When you say that I was out there, I was getting visions. What were you being envisioned? When I was before out, I was under Caesar. Over what? I was a pastor.
You were not a pastor.
Give up on it, they tell you who you are.
Hey.
Someone say, but now at that point. You mean before we never served God?
Abba
was a Pharisee, the Pharisee. Came beside, he began to say, I'm a Pharisee. God tells me
I'm
an apostle, he claims I'm a Pharisee. Some of you still have those ways of enmity to God. Let's move on.
Philippians 3:9. Era ndyoke ndabikire mu ye nga sirina butuukirivu bwange obuva mu mateeka wabula obutuukirivu obuliwo olw'okukkiriza Kristo obuva eri Katonda mu kukkiriza. Olunyolw'ekumi ndyoke mutegeere ye n'obuyinza obw'okuzuukira kwe n'okussa ekimu okw'ebibonyobonyo bye nga mufaanana ne mukufa kwe.
All things to change. The brightness I knew in my way to go away. Then I attained righteousness come from believe the word of God. Comes from believing truth. I've done it in it. And he said, I know the power which rose up Christ. And I will be able to share of his sufferings. Even in his death, me too have died. And died, I've become a new person. That's where they're changing names, many things.
And
he said, leave me my name. And you want to fight the light. Philippians 3:11.
Bwe ndiyinza mu byonna byonna okutuuka ku kuzuukira kwe okuva mu bafu. Olunyolw'ekumi n'ebbiri. Si kugamba nti mmaze okuweebwa oba nti mmaze okutuukirizibwa, naye ngoberera era ndyoke nkikwata ekyo kye yakwatirwa Kristo Yesu. Olw'ekumi n'essatu. Abooluganda, seerowooza nze nga mmaze okukwata, naye kimu kye nkola nga neerabira ebyo ebiri ennyuma era nga nkunukiriza ebyo ebiri mu maaso.
Agamba siga nti kale mmaze okutuuka ku kiri kyennyini amaanyi
obuyinza
n'obutuukirivu
naye
nanga kiri kirimu n'okukunukiriza.
It involves to stretch and reach on it.
Kwegamba kigamba okukunukiriza waba wakusika.
To press on something is pulling you back.
You're
trying to reach something and someone is trying also to pull you back. You will not go there in righteousness. And you will press on to it. Someone pulls you, you cannot become full knowledge.
It's possible.
And you too have to be it. Don't you think you just keep moving?
Peaceful.
You have to press on possible.
For
the word pressing on must not be able to reach that thing someone hinders you. But you press on to reach it by force.
I
have to take out to be an enemy of God. Those involved desiring this world. The Bible says,
desire
this world become an enemy of God. Desire the world and things in it. You are an enemy almost.
But
if you hear truth, yes, we hear truth. Not gotten things of the world.
If
not
given cars,
things of truth will not be in them. You see how God denies you to see, to see whether you are of truth or not.
At
times, bring God to you what you need. But the fight is only one. You said this is true. But what's to prove it is when I have built a storied house. And you've put in the things of the world. I will not give it to you.
See
how you put a fat on yourself.
kakasa amazima nti mazima
oba olina
oba tolina
byewetaaga
mulamu amazima go gasigale nga maki n'obutuuki busigale nga
butuukirivu
malayo obudde bwatulesedde
Bafilipi esula ya kusatu olunya olw'ekumi n'ennya
Philippians 3:14
nduubirira okutuuka awawakanirwa awali empeera ey'okuyita kwa Katonda okwa waggulu mu Kristo Yesu
gye tulina okuyitibwa kwa waggulu mu
Kristo. We have a heavenly calling in Christ Jesus.
Nenga tufuba okutuuka awo
wali. But we try to reach there.
Mazima olaba mu bulamu
bwo. Did you see in your life?
Waliwo Katonda kye yateekateeka mbuweereza mu ky'olina otuukako.
Prepared you in your ministry you meant to reach on it.
Oba olina okuweereza.
But you have to minister.
Okubuulira amawanga nga kikumi.
Preached like 100 nations on the world.
Olina okubanga wategekebwa. Okubuulira abantu emitwalo esatu.
Preach to 30,000 people.
N'okukyusaako omutwalo gumu.
And to turn 100,000 of them.
Naye abantu abategekeddwa abakyalimu obulabe eri Katonda.
People still holding an enmity to God.
Kizibu n'okutuuka waawo tosobola.
It's hard to reach there, you cannot.
Kubanga nawe kenyini tonda bakwekyusa.
Yourself, you've not changed yourself.
Ugenda kyusa.
You are going to change who?
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Tekisoboka ng'okyali mulabe wa Katonda.
Because when he's still an enemy of God.
Kubanga ekyo Katonda akigezezzaako.
That God has tried it.
Nakwasako ku bantu abatanakyuka bulungi mu
mitima banabwe in the hearts
ne bamala ne babasuula munaku mutono
and they throw people they have been given in a few days.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Aba Filipi esule yokusatu onyole 15.
Philippians 3:15.
Kale fefe na abatuukirira tulowoozenga ekyo era bwe mulowooza ebirala mu kigambo kyonna era Katonda aliba bikulira ekyo
nkikati ne kino bannange bwoba oyagala kutuukirira
if you want to be perfected
lowooza kino kye twogeddeko ekyokuleka biri byonna omutima gujjemu kyonna bwe ekirabikanga kyabulabe eri Katonda
take every harmful thing from your heart
bwoba toyagala kubyerekereza n'obisangula mu mutima gwo
leave them blot from your heart
Katonda anaakikubikulira
God will reveal it to you.
Akubikulira otegere
ndi will you understand indeed
bintu bino webi nemeramu ndi mulabe wa Katonda
in me I'm an enemy of God.
Wadenero gozant ntudde kusaidie.
No, I think I've sat on his side.
Nebwe mbacha ale medde byedda byonna.
Retain all the things.
Aga isa bukamwe kambwa bukau kau.
Of being harsh.
Okwegomba kwensero nebyinge.
The world and things like those.
Ojali mulabe wa Katonda.
You're still an enemy of God.
Waliaga ne mutumba.
Someone's apostle.
Otugoba obo tusembeza.
You chase us or you're drawing us close.
Agati gorabye nkugoba.
Now you have you seen me chasing you?
Possibly we gamba bodyo.
Maybe if you say that to yourself.
Erecho chechibiko bimukubikutawanya.
That's one of the things troubling you.
Kubakati kuno gwe musana atoyagala gotuka.
The light you want to run from it?
Buno bwe butuki.
This is the righteousness. This is the truth.
Kubanga nawo biuli abikuli motema.
You are there in your heart.
Eraba mu
and some
bagalo okugesa Katonda ndo bagano mazima.
They want to test God.
Ngamugesa moto kana nyumba.
On cars and houses.
Mazima ntiwulira
did I hear it
ebe mba sina gafuna mu nyumba
but if I not gotten a house from it
tigana fuka mazima
it's not yet become proof
tigana tukira bulungi
not yet gotten perfected well
mungendo lwana gande katonda
gwe going to fight with God
naye agenda kukuma alaboba ogaka zanga
you to see whether you prove it is the truth.
Kubanga akulaba
for he says you
wense yujiwe gombo chali mulabe
but the world you desire you're still an enemy.
Yaya gara mazimu gakirize nga mazimu.
Accept truth is
obutukirivu obutukirivu obatolina obolina.
Whether you have or not.
Amen.
Bwato yagala sikana ye muguwa kubyaga kugabirira.
Lopes without ever you tell you.
Todiranga mazimu nokageragira nyane motoke yokuwe.
Don't get truth attached to a car given you or a house.
Buri kageragira nyamukeno rwanagana
naye.
Yage nakurabanga murabe.
You will see you as an enemy.
Ibaro yokana bwetugambe sura ya
2. That's first John tell us.
Nga tu funza.
As we summarize.
Uri okora ibo baddo mulabe wa Katonda.
You see how you've been an enemy of God.
Waru baddo muwagizi.
Oh how you've been a supporter.
Wa Katonda no butukirivu na mazima.
Supporting God righteousness and is true.
Iroka kasaidi yani jobadde.
Proof whose side you've been on.
Balwa yokana kisoke sura ya 2 olinyolo 15.
First John chapter 2 from verse 15.
Temwagala ngansi ne wankubadde ebiri munsi. Omuntu yenna bw'ayagalanga ensi okwagala kwa kitaffe tekuba mu ye. Onyole 16. Kubanga buli ekiri mu nsi, okwegomba kw'omubiri, n'okwegomba kw'amaaso, n'okwegulumiza kw'obulamu okutaliimu, tebiva eri kitaffe naye biva eri nsi. Onyole 17. Era ensi eggwaawo n'okwegomba kwayo, naye akola Katonda by'ayagala abeerera emirembe egitaggwaawo.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mwagalanga nsi.
Don't love the world. Even the things. Don't love the world and things in it. Whoever loves it, the earth will pass away and its fullness. And that pride and being haughted, they have never come from God. They
want
God as he is, that God is the truth and the light is to live forever. It's in James what? James 4. James 4, verse
4.
James chapter 4 and the verse 4.
Mwe abakazi abenzi, temumanyi ng'omukwano gw'ensi bwe bulabe bwa Katonda.
It's enmity to God. Because we got espoused to Christ Jesus. If you want to see his jealousy, go ahead, desire this world. He will see you as an enemy. He'll first see you as an adulteress. Going to desire the world and things in it. Then you compare them with him, Jesus the truth. And you tell him,
me to prove
this is your truth, Jesus. I hear they speak heaven, and those there, they are whatever, and there's new heavens,
and
they speak of hell, lake of fire. But me,
if you
don't build me a house, Jesus, me, I will not be here. And this will not be truth to me. If you don't give me a car, don't build me, don't give me a husband, you're going to fight
to see
doesn't give them to you. You see whether you have proof or not. If you seek for truth, seek for it as it is. In righteousness, the rest will be just added in you.
You
say, first seek the kingdom of God in the righteousness, and the rest will be added in you. And means what?
That
kingdom of God and righteousness is the truth. Seek it as it is. Later, it will come add you these ones free.
These are not what
we compare with truth and righteousness.
These
just added us.
Enemies
of God have been many, yet they have sat in his church.
They are
not on his side at all. And they are his enemies.
But
gone turning some gradually, slowly. When we got sin, we got in enmity to God. For in him is nothing like sin.
So that's
come fighting that sin.
And
all right, and righteousness will return to his side.
For eternal
life and the better things.
But
if you remain fighting him, he wonders for his giving you a chance. You take out enmity.
Come
and support on his side.
And
gives you all righteousness.
It
gives you eternal life. Now let's be changed. Don't be enemies of God.
To
be on the side of God,
support
righteousness and truth.
To be the
side of Satan, which contends against
God,
contends all righteousness and truth.
Contend
with the light of the word of God.
For
he speaks in the Job as he says. Some things which preach on people. Because there are some of those who fought the light.
And the fight light of the word of God. But in all, let's be changed.
You
get on the side of God.
And
you know you are on the side of God. When the other question will be asked, whose side are you? Of the enemy or of the one who supports righteousness and the truth of God?
Have
what to answer and your heart never convicts you. Of God or not. Time you find you prove and indeed you are of God. You follow the truth. You move in them.
So
now next Wednesday, we've been asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
Whom do you call me? And when you come, you come to look and for what? It's bad to pass with someone and you don't know them. Yet, but manners or good ones, yet you don't know it. Amos 3:3 says, tell me whom you move with. Or two cannot move together except they have agreed. Now, whom do you move with? And you come for what? What brings you? Our Lord Jesus asked disciples, friends, whom do people call me? And you, who do you call me?
Oh.
My God. Others say that's the son of Mary and Joseph. Now the question is, whom am I unto you? For you come over what? You fellowship for what? Nothing of what you call me. Don't know what you come for.
Well,
Apostle Paul says, unto those in the world, I may not be an apostle, but unto you I am. When asks them, when you went to the desert, you went to see what? Went they had gone for what there? Question is, when you come, you've come for what? All those are what you want to see. That we don't live, go to the place where to minister from. To the world, you know whom you move with. Is it not that? Other say maybe a pastor. Maybe he's a prophet. Maybe he's an apostle. He's the husband of Mama Queen. One is the husband of Deborah. Maybe he's a teacher. But what rightful? He's a pastor.
It's
the work of miracles. He speaks wise things of understanding. He can be what? And we come for what? May God bless you.